From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Senate has begun a marathon voting session on nearly two dozen amendments, therefore a bill that makes changes to the health care overhaul measure signed into law yesterday. Every one of the amendments was offered by Republicans trying to have the bill sent back to the House. NPR's David Wellner has more.
Republican senators offered amendments ranging from banning federal funds to buy Viagra for convicted sex offenders to sending the entire health care overhaul back to committee to be done over. Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, a Democrat, said the amendments were all meant to kill health care reform.
It's so transparent. It's so silly. It's ridiculous. It demeans the Senate. It means, frankly, I think it demeans them. I think it's very easy to vote against all those amendments. They're just so silly.
But Arizona Republican John McCain said the Democrats' fix-it bill fixes nothing.
You can put lipstick on a pig, Mr. President, but this is still a pig.
McCain vowed to lead an effort to repeal and replace the new health care law. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says amid some safety concerns following the contentious health care vote, officials from the FBI and Capitol Police briefed lawmakers today on how to handle perceived threats. Hoyer says the concern comes amid recent protests that have swirled around the Capitol by those opposed to the health care bill, including some incidents where posters were shown with faces of lawmakers in the crosshairs of a target. There were also recent incidents involving demonstrators spitting at lawmakers and using racial slurs. Authorities in Saudi Arabia have arrested more than 100 militants they say were planning terrorist attacks on oil facilities. Kelly McGivers reports from Saudi capital.
In a statement read out on Saudi state television, officials said they'd rounded up 47 Saudis and 51 foreigners from Yemen, Bangladesh, Eritrea, and Somalia in the southern part of Saudi Arabia that borders Yemen. The militants were said to be organized into three different cells, two of which were planning to attack oil and security facilities in Saudi Arabia's eastern province. Authorities said they seized explosive belts. In 2003 and 2004, a group called Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula launched several attacks here in Saudi Arabia. Since then, Saudi authorities have arrested and convicted hundreds of militants. The organization has since regrouped in Yemen. Its leaders recently claimed responsibility for the failed Christmas Day bombing attempt aboard a Northwest Airlines plane. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers in Riyadh.
The House has signed off on a package of incentives aimed at boosting small business. The measure, which includes construction subsidies and other incentives, was pushed by Democrats following the battle over health care. The House approved the measure by a 246 to 178 vote today. U.S. stocks fell as a downgrade of Portugal's credit rating rattled the markets. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 52 points to close at 10,836 today. This is NPR. In what could be the first step toward doing away with Saturday mail delivery, the U.S. Postal Service says its Board of Governors has voted to allow a review of the matter. The Post Office is authorizing the Independent Postal Regulatory Commission to conduct the review. The Post Office has been hard hit by the global recession, reporting a $3.8 billion net loss for 2009. Postal officials say increased use of email and competition from rivals FedEx and UPS has also hurt business. His family reports that Jim Marshall, one of the 20th century's most celebrated rock and roll photographers, has died. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Marshall began photographing jazz greats in and around his native San Francisco and in New York in the 50s and 60s. His elegant black-and-white portraits of artists such as John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, and Miles Davis are highly valued by private collectors and museums. Later, he went on to record some of rock's pivotal moments, the Beatles Shea Stadium concert and a weekend in upstate New York that became known as Woodstock. Rock royalty from Jimi Hendrix to The Who and the Rolling Stones have all sat for Marshall. His photographs of Janis Joplin and Bob Dylan are considered icons, as is his shot of Johnny Cash raising one finger to the camera when he played at San Quentin Prison. In recent years, new groups like Velvet Revolver became fans and clients. Jim Marshall died in New York City on Wednesday. He was 74 years old. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Company officials are announcing a stock buyback plan for coffee giant Starbucks and a dividend for the company's shareholders. Starbucks announced today the company will buy back 15 million shares on top of the 6.3 million shares that are still outstanding under a previous stock buyback program. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.